Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Getting the contract. All right, let's go to Sydney right now. Sydney, sorry about our problems. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you, Scoot. Thank you for having me.
All right, listen, give us an update on what's going on with the trash.
It's a bunch of trash. It's just a lot. I mean, you know, what the council did today, they basically reversed the emergency. So therefore, there is not an emergency because the emergency was created with the mayor creating the emergency by canceling my contract before it ended, which was December 23rd, 2025. And then, you know, went through the process of saying that this is the contract that she awarded that didn't get the vote of the council back last year in December. She was saying that, you know, they were trying to push it through, saying that it wasn't under suspensive appeal. But now they're admitting that it is under suspensive appeal. And so finally, now they're going the direction of declaring emergency and then awarding him a contract. But what the council did today, they canceled that by voting to stop it. And so we'll see what happens from here. But as it stands right now, we're going to be bidding on the French Quarter Management District contract, which is due Thursday. And that's a state law that was passed in Baton Rouge. And so that's ready to go. We're prepared to bid on the FQMD contract there. And our hopes is that the mayor turns around and rescinds the cancellation, and we don't have to go through all of this. But I don't know. The closer we get, I don't know if that's going to happen.
Yeah, the bidding is part of it, but it's my understanding that the cost is not the only factor that factors in, which seems to leave room for a lot of political malarkey.
Well, I mean, when you look at this whole thing, it's, you know, and again, you know, we bid on it and we knew what it took to get the job done. You know, Henry came in and bid on it, then changed the price, raised it over $1 million between the 50% bond and all the other stuff that he changed in the contract after the fact. But the bottom line here is that, you know, what we're doing it for right now under the emergency contract is like $250,000 less a month than what she wants to give it to him right now under another emergency contract, because the contract that he originally won, the council never did approve it and vote on it, which they legally have to do, and they didn't do. So, you know, I don't understand why is she pushing to pay $200,000 more a month for less service in an emergency contract when she already has an emergency contract. It's just, the whole thing is it's a mess. It's a waste of taxpayers' dollars. It's a waste of administrative time. It's clear that he doesn't have the equipment. I was able to get a public records request and see that he's not ready. He doesn't have the equipment. He doesn't have an office space. He doesn't have the bond yet. These are all things that he doesn't have, but I guess the mayor doesn't really, it doesn't matter. I mean, she wants to move forward with him. My understanding, it's an issue trying to make it about a race issue, which is just unbelievable because it shouldn't have anything to do with that. It shouldn't be that way. It should be who can do the job and who's doing the job and who's doing it for a lesser amount of money. But that seems to be not the case. It seems to be for other reasons.
So IV Waste is going to do the job of cleaning up the quarter for $250,000 less a month, and she wants to give it to Troy Henry?
That's exactly what it is. The emergency contract is going to be $250,000 a month more under an emergency right now because they're not going forward with the original contract because it's under suspense of appeal and it's in the courts. The issue is, though, is that what the council did today voids that emergency. So it'll be interesting to see what the attorneys in the city, and I say the city, the mayor's office does with this emergency deal, if they're going to continue to try to push it forward, saying that they can do it and disregard what the council did to get today. But again, we're not giving up. Whatever they do, we'll fight it, and we're going to continue to fight it to the very end. And whatever we're going to do to do the right thing to make that happen, we're going to do it. But at the end of the day, I just want the people to know that we are going to give the best service for whatever day it is our last day. We're going to give the best service. And, you know, remember, Scoot, we pick up 95% of the city. We pick up close to 130,000 homes in the city of New Orleans, from the Industrial Canal to the Jefferson Parish Line, from the river to the lake. And we do a great job doing that. We have a great team. The company's doing well. This is a small piece, but it's a very important piece, Scoot, because it's the French Quarter. It's where everybody comes when they visit New Orleans, or most people do. And the businesses and the residents are happy with it. This is a guy who doesn't have a garbage truck, doesn't have equipment, never has done this type of work. And it's a shame that, you know, the citizens and the taxpayers are going through this, but whatever happens at the end, we're at a very short runway here. There's a few months and there'll be a new mayor, and I guess things will change some or whatever. But I still, again, I hope that the mayor, common sense prevails, and that, you know, we're allowed to continue to when we were supposed to work till, which was December 23rd, 2025. So my hopes is that she will look at that and do that and not make this about anything other than what's best for the citizens and the businesses.
Well, that's what stinks about this. It seems like it's not just the trash that stinks, but what stinks about this is it seems like she's going out of her way to award it to Troy Henry for some reason, and we don't know exactly what that reason is. Troy Henry's been airing TV commercials for Henry Consulting, and he is bragging in the commercials about how he's going to do an even better job. You're going to do a great job. I forget the exact wording of the commercials. They're very polished, very nice commercials that he's got airing, talking about how he's going to do a great job with the French Quarter and everything. But again, this is not his business, and I would tend to go with the person who's already got a proven record of doing the job, and it is their job to do that. You hire people who are experts in the area, and if you're doing it for $250,000 less a month, that would give her more money to travel on between now and October 11th, between now and next year when she's finally kicked out of office.
Well, you know, I don't know the reason. I don't know. I don't have the exact reasoning why she's doing it, what she's doing it for, the commercials that he's running. Look, we all know you can run in marketing and PR. They tell you all the time you can have the best polished commercials you want. If you can't deliver the service and you don't have the ability to deliver the service, it doesn't matter. So, you know, that's what that's about. But at the end of the day, I'm hoping calmer heads prevail and that there is a way that we move forward, or she rescinds our deal, and we can continue to move forward. If not, we're bidding on the French Quarter management contract, that the new state law that was voted on and approved. So we'll see. It's going to be up until the very end, and then we'll really know what's going to happen. It's, you know, it's kind of like, I guess, the Saints playing football, right? Yeah. When they get into that last quarter and they and you, it's a nail biter, right? You don't know if they're going to win or not, but everybody has hope that it goes the right way. So that's all we can do, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to continue to fight, continue to do what we need to do, and deliver the best service possible. possible until the very end if that's what happens.
Well, a lot of people are happy with the job you're doing. And if you get any word on anything that's going on, you've got a home here to talk about it. So I appreciate the time, Sidney. Good luck with everything. And, you know, you tried to explain it, but honestly, to the average person, it's still confusing. And that's New Orleans politics, and it shouldn't be so damn confusing. And it's not like this in every city, but it's like this here. And it's time that we revolt against this political confusion that is, it's a strategy, and it's a strategy to give preferential treatment to certain people, not only with this but with everything. And it is sick, and it needs to come to an end with Latoya Cantrell. Sidney, thanks for being with us. Good luck.
Thank you for having me, Scoot.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.